At Riverside Park in downtown La Crosse, the water creeps towards the shoreline. Although it's close, it's not high enough to flood the park, where volunteers are setting up for this weekend's Riverfest celebration. Directly across the river, Pettibone Park is almost completely underwater. La Crosse's National Weather Service hydrologist, Mike Welvert, says you'll find this along much of the Mississippi River where there are flood warnings. He says some areas are underwater that normally are not, but the high water is not affecting people or infrastructure at this point.
Looks like the Mississippi has finally reached its peak. If we can turn the water faucet off here a little bit now and stop adding more water to the system, perhaps the river will start going down here. But it's going to linger at this level for the next couple of days, and it's going to really slowly recede over the next week or two.
No wake zones are in effect along parts of the river, and boaters are urged to look out for debris. The Army Corps of Engineers has closed Mississippi River locks in the Twin Cities area and along the Iowa and Illinois borders. A spokesman says more locks are expected to close. Adam Binsfeld is the operations manager at Brennan Marine in La Crosse. He says the closures halt its barge shipments.
It backs everything up. We have barges that grain loads sitting in La Crosse waiting to head south. It can't because of the backup.
Binsfeld says the high waters have also put a few of the company's river construction projects on hold. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.